This is Bill Felker with Poor World's Almanac for the third week of early winter and the first quarter of the bedding plant moon. It's winter solstice week and the first week of the sun in Capricorn. The sun reaches its winter solstice declination on December 21, and that same day it passes from early winter's prophetic Sagittarius into Capricorn. The sun of Capricorn is the sign of the year's end and of its beginning, the fulcrum on which the longest nights of the year balance and fall into January and then turn toward June. Those born beneath the sign of Capricorn are sometimes said to be ruled by Saturn, the planet that is associated with time and aging. As the new year of 2018 unfolds, Saturn remains Capricorn's constant companion, leading that constellation across the night sky. It is visible far in the west after sundown this week, then disappears until late winter, when it takes Capricorn into the morning. And so the late evening star, Saturn, planet of time, accompanied this solstice by the slim crescent bedding plant moon, carries us, as well as the Capricorn sun, from dark December into shorter nights and brighter days. We make our lives by the sun and the stars and the planets, even if we do not believe astrologers. We live by the seasons, are led by the great sky signs from one age to the next, and we can welcome Capricorn as a gateway to what we will become as its cold turns into pussy willows of Aquarius, and then into the daffodils of Pisces, and then into Taurus and all the flowers of May. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the final week of early winter. In the meantime, along with the other saviors of your life, welcome the gifts of Capricorn's solstice and Saturn's wheel of time. Poor Will's Almanac for 2018 is available from Amazon. And you can purchase my book, Home is the Prime Meridian, Essays on Time and Place and Spirit, from the same site. The collection contains a number of the selections heard on this radio segment.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.